JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, register your project for next month's Science and Technology Fair for a chance to win $2 million in prizes and grant funding. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
The registration deadline for the Scientific Research Council SRC's Science and Technology Fair and Competition has been extended to May 18, giving students at the primary, secondary, and tertiary levels more time to submit their innovative ideas. The event is set for June 12 at the Spanish Court Hotel, and participants may enter in the categories of education, agriculture, food and agro-processing, energy, information and communications technology, ICT, and electronics, health, security, and sports. Coordinator in the Science and Technology Education Unit at the SRC, Amanda McKenzie, says more than 200 students and teachers recently participated in ideation sessions held in preparation for the fair.
For the fair, we don't want persons to develop products and services or come up with ideas that aren't necessarily relevant at this time. So the ideation session was really to provide that sort of brainstorming session that would first identify what are the gaps that currently exist, what can we expect in the future, and how it is that we can now, through foresight, develop innovative solutions to address what is now and what will be based on prediction.
Prizes will be awarded for the best use of indigenous materials, most innovative project, best use of digital media, and best commercial application. The event is being staged in collaboration with the Youth Employment in the Digital and Animation Industry Program under the theme Youth-Centered Science, Technology, and Innovation for Sustainable Development. For more information, send an email to steu@src-jamaica.org or call 876-927-1771-4. Labor Day this year is focused on building ramps in schools and sprucing up health centers. Your participation in one of the hundreds of projects island-wide means you're contributing to Goal 1, Outcomes 1, 2, and 3, all aimed at ensuring Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential. You may register your Labor Day project at jis.gov.jm or by email to labourday@mcges.gov.jm. You may also call 978-7654.
Ramp it up, ramp it up, can we ramp it up? Fix it up, yeah, yeah. Ramp it up, can we ramp it up? Fix it up, yeah, yeah. This Labor Day, let's volunteer to build ramps in schools everywhere. The healthcare centers that we share, fix up the place and show we care. Access for all, don't fall, for patients, doctors, nurses and all, young and the old, big and the small, fix up the fences, paint up the wall. This Labor Day, make a volunteer to ramp it up, fix it up, you know.
On our community notice board, the Jamaica Military Band will be performing on Sunday, May 20 at the Shell Bandstand Hope Gardens. Admission is free, so take your folding chairs, your cushions, your blankets, and your family members for a relaxing Sunday afternoon with the Jamaica Military Band from 4 to 6 p.m. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.